MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
And North Shore Today for Thursday, December 5, 2024, is brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. Manchester by the Sea Board of Health to enact generational smoking ban. Newburyport Board of Health to address drinking water concerns. Overcast, windy, low 40s. High tide, Gloucester Harbor, 1:43 p.m. Stephen Higgins writing in the Gloucester Times, a generational smoking ban approved by the Board of Health is not sitting well with local retailers in Manchester by the Sea. The board recently voted 3-1 to ban the sale of all tobacco and nicotine products, including cigarettes, e-cigarettes, cigars, and chewing tobacco, to anyone born on or after January 1, 2004. The North Shore Cape Ann Tobacco Policy Program will work with retailers to give them tools to deal with those who want cigarettes but who are ineligible to buy them. Store owners are calling on those who support civil liberties to join in opposition to the ban. Jim Sullivan's writing in the Newburyport Daily News, public concerns about the potential dangers of adding fluoride to the city's water supply have prompted Newburyport Public Health Director Laura Vlasic to put the topic on the agenda for the next Board of Health meeting. The meeting will take place Thursday, December 19 at 6 p.m. in the Senior Community Center on High Street. Although Vlasic said she doesn't see any vote taking place that night, the board will explore whether the city should stop adding fluoride to the city's water, something that's been going on since 1969. More news after this break.
Hey everybody, Dominic Astro here, your host of the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on msodrewsports.com. This week on the North Shore, it's all about the ADs. The AD from Revere and Saugus is coming on this week. And in the Merrimack Valley, our latest Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month, it's Andover Field Hockey's own Bella DiFiore. Thanks for tuning in.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Dave Rogers is writing in the Newburyport Daily News. Structural repairs to the only bridge on or off Plum Island, officially known as the Sergeant Donald A. Wilkinson Bridge, have been completed, allowing traffic to flow in both lanes again, according to Newbury Town Administrator Tracy Blaze. More widely known as the Plum Island Turnpike Drawbridge, it was dedicated to Wilkinson in 2017. 50 years after the town's only casualty of the Vietnam War was killed in a plane crash on his way home. Caroline Enos reports in the Salem News, Endicott College Police Sergeant Jeremy Cole will be laid to rest next week. The public is invited to attend visiting hours from 2 to 8 p.m. Monday at Campbell's Funeral Home, 525 Cabot Street in Beverly. The Cole family announced this on Wednesday morning. Other funeral services will be private. Cole, a 49-year-old father of four from Exeter, New Hampshire, was killed in a wrong-way crash on I-95 in Newbury just before midnight on the night before Thanksgiving. And Gail McCarthy's writing in the Gloucester Times, for more than half a century, Gloucester's downtown merchants have created a holiday shopping event for locals. In that spirit, the 51st Ladies' Day and Night will be held downtown Thursday, December 5, that's today, from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Shops will offer specials all day long, and from 7 to 9 p.m., musicians and carolers will walk and sing up and down Main Street. Gail McCarthy has a complete listing of participating businesses in today's Gloucester Times. In North Shore sports, the Endicott men's and women's basketball teams picked up wins over Curry College. The men won 112-62. The women won 74-58. The Salem News announced its 2024 High School Golf All-Stars. The paper selected Marblehead High senior Marty Ryan as its Golfer of the Year. The Bruins won 4-2 over the Blackhawks last night. Up next for the Bruins, a Saturday afternoon game at the Garden against the Flyers. And the Celtics beat the Pistons last night, 130-120. Seas will host Milwaukee Friday night at the Garden. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.